Welcome, great patriotic American friends, to August 31st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and for the next 5 minutes, I will be talking about America, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. As a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check out the website, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, and then give her a call. Area code 619-507-4906. Now let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. And now on to today's headlines.
America reacts to the death of Princess Diana.
Al Reach patents cork-centered baseball. Henry Butters is killed in World War I. And the Night Stalker is caught. All right, so now let's do this.
1997. America reacts to the death of Diana. I was at a party in Oceanside, California at the time. The problems of our brethren across the pond aren't necessarily America's problems, unless we're talking about those silly soccer games that they play all throughout Europe and the rest of the world. But the sudden death of the Princess of Wales was so shocking in America, it illustrated just how ingrained in America's culture she really was. 20 years later, USA Today pointed out how her face seemed to be everywhere, as if she didn't die. And then there were the conspiracy theories, from her pregnancy with Dadi Fayed's child, driver Henry Paul, who crashed the black Mercedes-Benz 280 into a pillar under the Place de l'Alma tunnel, working as a secret agent for the French, and the testimony of Richard Tomlinson claims that it was a government cover-up. First of all, she wasn't pregnant, and the fact that Fayed was a Muslim didn't seem to have a history of upsetting the Christian royal family. The driver never had a record of working for any government agency, and Tomlinson would change his testimony of government conspiracies to assassinate the princess as something that he misremembered. Then again, maybe someone strong-armed him into saying that too. But the conspiracy theory that I like the best is the toy company that made the Beanie Babies, who also made a Princess Diana bear baby. So I suppose it's conceivable to believe that they took out Diana to boost their toy sales. I doubt it. But who knows? In either case, if in fact Diana is really dead, and I'm sure she is, rest in peace, Diana.
1897. Edison patents the kinetograph. During the spring of 1883, Thomas Edison hired W.K.L. Dixon and 5 years later worked with Dixon to come up with an instrument which does for the eye what the phonograph has done for the ear, which is the recording and reproduction of things in motion. Edison envisioned this projection could be done by shining a light through the microphotographs from inside a cylinder. Now, the French had already been toying around with prototypes. Edward Muybridge, for instance, developed a prototype version of a motion picture by taking pictures of sequential motions of a horse. He set up 24 cameras attached to a wire stretched across a racetrack. As the horse tripped each wire, the shutter snapped, and you would get something that kind of resembled something that could be like a movie, I guess. In 1882, Etienne Jules Marie, also from France, used a rotating camera that had a rotation cartridge that would snap pictures, kind of like a machine gun. But, and I'm not picking on the French here, it's just we need an American to come up with a better idea, because Americans are just smarter than everybody, which is where Thomas Edison comes in. He used an invention by George Eastman of Eastman Kodak of celluloid film in 1889. Edison demonstrated this kinetoscope to the National Federation of Women's Club on May 20th, 1891. By the way, just so we get our terminology down, the kinetograph is the camera, and the kinetoscope is the viewer. Okay? Edison would spend a good part of his career in the courtroom. trying to get control over his patents. In 1909, he got together with Biograph and other filmmakers to create the Motion Picture Patents Company, which was dedicated to protect patents and keeping other players from entering the film industry. Well, you can't do that. So the Supreme Court dissolved this trust, and Thomas Edison left the film industry entirely. 1909, A.J. Reach patents a cork-centered baseball. Let me tell you about this great American real quick. Reach originally was from London, but that's not his fault. He was one of the earliest baseball greats. He played for the Philadelphia Athletics in 1865. And when the National Association was formed, he helped Philly win the pennant in 1871. He helped to form the Philadelphia Phillies franchise. In addition, he formed a sporting goods store and later sold it to his buddy Al Spalding. Harry Butter is killed in the Battle of Somme. Born in San Francisco in 1892, Butters fought for the British Army in World War I. Winston Churchill was so impressed with Butters, he invited him over to his bunker for dinner and champagne. But on August 31st, 1916, Butters and his entire gun was under fire from the Germans, and Butters took a direct hit, killing him instantly. Butters simply wanted three words on his grave: an American citizen.
And so that, scholars, is going to wrap it up for August 31st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, what were you doing if you were alive enough to remember the death of Princess Diana? Now that you know that I was at a party in Oceanside, California. What about that story on Al Reach? Have you ever played baseball with a corked ball? Be honest now. Crime fans, what about that Richard Ramirez story? Yeah, let me know what you think. You can also check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there. Let me know how you do on those. Don't miss tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about monster trucks, the Currency Act, a jungle heroine, and the Peabody Hotel. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow.